For years, my mother faithfully subscribed to the homemaker's Better Homes and Gardens magazine. I used to look forward to turning to the last page of each issue to read a column that Bill Vaughn wrote under the pen name Burton Hillis. In one feature, he gave insights into his own boyhood when he wrote the following. "It is only a little farther," my father used to say when I was a little boy, winded and leg-weary, out on the long Sunday afternoon walks that we used to take together. So I would brace up and struggle on a little longer, looking for the first familiar landmarks that would indicate we were back in our own neighborhood. One day Burton asked his father how far a little farther really was. "It's farther than you can see," he replied, "but not as far as you can go." Like the walks Burton's father planned, the destination God sets before us is often beyond our sight. We can't see over the ridge or around the bend to where he is taking us. But when we are walking with him, we can trust him that the goal is not beyond our reach, for he is with us every step of the way. Isaiah wrote, "Whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, 'This is the way, walk in it.' Those who hope in the Lord will walk and not be faint." Perhaps the goal you've been working toward seems so far away, and you wonder if you will ever get there. Keep going a little farther, perhaps farther than you can see, but not as far as you can go, with your hand in God's.
You've been listening to Encouraging Words with Darlene Sala. Visit guidelines.org for more.